Now, today, two geography books that belonged to four girls in 1888 were reunited with their descendants in Tring. I like this story. The books were bought by a private collector called Leslie Handley, who lives in Oxfordshire. And she became intrigued by the drawings and the homework exercises made by Ada, Lucy, Ethel and Lily Dobell. It sounds like a story out of Jane Austen. Danny Curran is the Managing Director of Finders International, and he helped find the descendants of these books. Danny, talk to me about the books themselves.
Well, the books themselves are very interesting. They're Royal Geographic Society books that were, as you say, brought forward from the 1880s by Leslie, who bought them in a local store. And inside, it's very sweet. They've got little inscriptions, as kids do now, little pencil drawings, little diagrams, little few words here and there in the margin. So they're a lovely family heirloom, and we were very fortunate today to be able to reunite them with the family.
So in terms of the content of the books, these were geography books?
Yeah, the books themselves are, as I say, they're issued to kids in the late 19th century by the Royal Geographical Society for 2 shillings each. And they were used as learning books. They would learn by rote and rattle off the contents of the geography books, which are very, very interesting. I read quite a few paragraphs in the books this morning as well.
Just looking at the books, there's photos of them on our website. If you go to bbc.co.uk/3counties, the actual cover looks beautiful. It looks sort of embossed and almost 3D. Am I reading that right? Because you haven't got them here, because you've handed them over today.
Yeah, the books themselves are very nicely presented. They're obviously suffered a bit with age, but considering they're like 140 years old or approximately now, yeah. It's amazing. They're quite well kept. But I think in those days there were more hand-bound books. Not the kind of thing we're used to these days.
there's a lovely handwritten quote here. Look into my pages, and there you will see the counties of England. For many there will be. I'm just trying to imagine the school that these four young pupils would have been. Do we know where they attended?
No, we don't. We didn't find that out. I imagine it's somewhere local, because I don't think the books would have travelled far.
No.
Although the family are from London originally, they moved out to Hertfordshire in the end, I think, and so I'm guessing they're in that similar kind of area to where they were bought.
So David Newton, who you handed these over to today, one of these girls was his grandma.
Yeah, his grandmother was Lucy Ellen Dobell. She was called at birth, the Dobell family.
Yeah,
and one of her children was Enid Margaret, and that was she was David Newton's mother. So they all still live in the area, and it was a very sort of poignant moment, because he's got young grandchildren as well. So the whole family was sitting around and were happy to receive the information.
What does he remember about his gan, about his grandma Lucy Ellen?
Well, he has limited memories. I think she died when he was 10, so he didn't know much about her. But he was very touched by the books and the memories that it stirs up, of course, of your family.
In terms of the books themselves, and I do a regular antique slot on this programme as well, there is something wonderful about the notion that something has lived. I mean, think of those books. They lived through 2 world wars. They've lived through 4 young girls' education. When you actually think about the story behind them, it's almost spiritual.
Yeah, there's a lot of emphasis on the history. I think yesterday there was a lot of stuff on the news about Passchendaele and World War One. And the centenary of the end of World War One next year. So I think when people have a connection to the past that they recognise, whether it's through artefacts or family history, they're always very keen to learn more. And it does stir up poignant memories. As you say, people live through wars and some very hard times. So to actually receive something in the past that survived is quite amazing.
He's not here to answer the question himself, David, but what sense did it give him to be reunited with these tomes that had been through the hands of his grandma?
Well, he was just amazed that this lady had actually gone out of her way to try and make some effort to...
That's unusual, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we had a story last year where a guy found a World War One medal in his garden shed. He was about to move house. And he did the same thing as Leslie. He got in touch and said, well, look, there's a name on this medal. I don't know who it is. And we found the descendants of a nephew and niece of the soldier that died in World War One, who hadn't met since age 5, but were both then age 80. So it ended up being another reunification story, not just getting the medal back in the family, but also the family meeting up again.
Today was it was interesting for you, wasn't it, to meet this family, reunite them with a different kind of heirloom?
Yeah, well, the air hunter stories are always very good because they open up areas where people not only have their family history, but they also have a potential windfall at the end of it. These kind of cases are the ones that I love doing the most because it's purely about memories. It's charitable work. It's stuff that where there's no financial concerns on either side. So we just do the work in the hope that we can give a happy story to the people at the end of the day.
If you want to see the books, as I say, if you go to bbc.co.uk/3counties, click on I think it's one of the two or three news stories there. And speaking as someone who still possesses and values and treasures books that belong to not only my grandparents but also my great grandparents, and that sense of connecting with their history. And also recently, of course, we've done a number of stories on this program of families linked to World War One soldiers who've been able to be reunited with artifacts from the Great War as well. The power of the artifact, the power of history, is phenomenal. Danny, thanks for coming to my studio.